WFMS Fishers Indianapolis on Cumulus Station, powered by Nash Country for Life. Welcome to a Friends and Neighbors Sunday morning on 95.5 WFMS.
Hey, good morning to you. Steve Stewart here, hanging out in the WFMS studios. It's another edition of the WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. And what this show is every week is kind of an opportunity for you to be introduced to some groups, organizations that are out in the community. Lots doing a lot of good things. Some have some various events coming up that they'd love for you to stop by and help out, because they could be raising some money for some very exciting things that they've got planned for the future. And that's definitely what we got going on this morning. My guest this morning is Jennifer Luchek. She is the publicity chairperson for the Zionsville Show Choir. Jennifer, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
Yeah. Now, you are now the publicity chairperson for the Zionsville Show Choir, but you are also a parent involved with it. And didn't you do something else? I forget. Refresh my memory.
I have been a parent involved for about 6 years now with three of my children. And I've also been on the board, past president, and I was the co-chair of this event that we're going to talk about today.
Okay, so you have been very involved with the Zionsville Show Choir. Tell us what it is. What is the Zionsville Show Choir, or Zionsville Show Choir Inc.? What exactly is it?
So Zionsville Show Choir Inc. is a group of the parent organization for the Zionsville Show Choir high school students. Mm-hmm. The students are kids at Zionsville High School that can try out to be in our show choir. It's both an in-class and an extracurricular activity. And we've got a all-girls group called the Choral Airs and a mixed group called the Royal Airs. And we also have crew and combo kids that also work with the show choirs. Altogether, it's about 146 kids in the organization.
Wow. Okay. So this is a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
The age groups, you said it's Zionsville High School?
It is. So the age groups are students from sophomore through seniors.
And you said this is a group where they try out, right?
They do. Okay. They have to try out. They have to be in some kind of musical organization their freshman year, whether that be band, orchestra, or choir. Mm-hmm. And then they try out to be a part of this organization.
The way I understood it, when I went to the website, any parent that has a student involved with the Zionsville Show Choir, they're a part of this organization.
They are a part of this organization, and we do ask for their help and support through our activities that we have throughout the year.
We're talking a little bit about the Zionsville Show Choir here. What's a website people could get to if they'd want information on that? A, if they're in the Zionsville school areas and they say, hey, you know what, I'm going to get some info on that. Maybe, you know, Jimmy or Tammy would like to be involved with that. Or if it's another school thinking, hey, you know what, this sounds like a pretty good organization, we need to look into doing something like that. What is the website for Zionsville Show Choir, Jennifer?
Yeah, our website is zchoirs.com, and it's a great reference to find out when our kids are performing, see pictures of past performances, mm-hmm. they can watch videos of past performances. It's a reference for the parents and the students as well, so it's a great place to go.
Yeah, like I said, I mentioned earlier, I was punching around on it last week, and there is a lot of information. It is a great website. Speaking with Jennifer Luchek, she's the publicity chairperson for the Zionsville Show Choir. Okay, so we mentioned the kids. They go, they try out, and you mentioned a few minutes ago, Jennifer, there's two groups involved with the Zionsville Show Choir. First of all, the Royal Airs. Now, tell us about the Royal Airs.
So the Royal Airs are our mixed group. So this is 58 men and women that are in this group.
So and 58 guys and gals.
Guys
correct.
And gals.
And we're talking the high school
yep.
students, right? Okay.
They dance together. They will compete in about four competitions throughout the year, mostly around the central Indiana area. But we do have a traveling competition this year that we're headed to in Kansas City in March. Our Choral Air group, the all-girls group, that consists of 61 girls that
okay,
dance
wow.
and sing, and they will compete in the same competitions, but they will compete about with other groups that are just girl groups or just male groups,
I
not
see.
Mixed.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sitting here looking at a picture of the two groups, and good-looking groups. You actually have a lot to brag about when it comes to these two, don't you?
We do. We have been grand champions at many of our competitions over the past several years.
Mm-hmm.
Both our combo, which is our kids that play all of our music for these groups, they've also won at our competitions. So we've just had a great organization, a lot of fun for the kids, lot of hard work, but they love competing and done really well.
It is a lot of hard work, but I tell you what, the kids, they really enjoy doing that. They have a lot of fun. And let's talk about it. I mean, 2016, the Royal Airs and the Coral Airs, am I pronouncing those correctly?
Yep.
Okay, they were named grand champions of the Pike Music Fest, the Heart of America Invitational, the Nashville and Lafayette Jefferson Extreme Choir Showdown. I'm a Lafayette Jeff grad, just so you know. Also, recipients of the Varsity Branch 2016 National Performing Arts Achievement Award. So all that hard work certainly paying off for these two groups, isn't it?
It is. It's been a great run for them and great to be involved as a parent and on the board.
Yeah, sure. We're speaking with Jennifer Luchek. She's the publicity chairperson for the Zionsville Show Choir. And we were talking about the two groups, the Royal Airs and the Coral Airs, and some of the awards they won at the various locations they've been to. And Jennifer, when it comes to getting all these students to the various locations and competing in the various competitions, well, that takes money, doesn't it?
It takes a lot of money. We do new costumes, new sets, everything every year. So it's a big undertaking for the group. And so we have been charged with coming up with some unique fundraising opportunities for these students.
And you do several fundraising activities throughout the year. But speaking of unique fundraising activities, you've actually got a really cool event coming up. So tell me about the Carol of Homes Holiday Home Tour.
So this event is in its sixth year, and it came about as a way to, one, involve our students in the fundraising needs, kind of give them, you know, a seat at the table and an opportunity to help raise the funds that are being used for them. And then also, we were looking for an event that would bring in the community. You know, so many times with these organizations, you're tapping into the parents who are already paying the fees for their kids to participate. Yeah. So we wanted something unique and interesting. So we found six homes our first year that were willing to open their homes, and they decorated, and we had students in every home that were singing their favorite carols throughout the day. And it's just a wonderful way to kick off the season.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a lot of fun. And you said this is the sixth year the Zionsville Show Choir has been doing this, right?
We have, and we've had six homes every year. They're always different homes. Everything from smaller homes in the village of Zionsville to large estates. It's just a mixture of homes that we get. We've had people who decorate their home with everything they've sourced from Goodwill in the past to just extravagant decor.
Right.
We ask our homeowners just to do what they typically do is with their family and just share that with the people coming through the tour.
Very cool. And the kids, when I say the kids, the Royal Airs and the Coral Airs are on site at all these homes, correct? On December 2nd, the Carol of Homes Holiday Home Tour. And they're performing. They're singing. There's Christmas carols.
They are.
Wow. Sounds like a great way to kind of, you know, kick off that holiday season. Now, you said there are various houses, and I'm looking at those right now, and you've got a website if folks would like to check out some of the houses that they can go to and get more information about the event. What is that website, Jennifer?
They can. It's holidayhometour.net, and that'll have all the information of where the homes are located, how they can get tickets for the home tour. Like we said, it's Saturday, December 2nd. It's from 10 a.m. to 4, and it's a self-guided tour, so you can go at your own pace. You know, some people come because they're looking at the decorations and they want to see the homes. Some people come because they want to see the students singing. So it's really a great mix of, you know, what you want to take away from it.
Okay, and you said tickets were $20?
Tickets are $20.
Okay.
And they can be purchased at any one of the homes, or they could also be purchased at Century 21 Sheets, which is right in Zionsville on Main Street. And it can also be purchased at Akers Hardware and 530 Home Store, which is also on Main Street in Zionsville.
Okay, that's if you want to get them in advance, correct?
Absolutely.
And you can also get them day of?
You can, day of, at any one of the homes. At any of the homes.
Okay, and again, that's the Carol of the Homes Holiday Home Tour. This is the sixth year that they're going to be doing this. Six different houses in the Zionsville area, and they are different houses than in the past. So it's 10 to 4 p.m. on December 2nd, okay? Cost $20. Advanced tickets, where can they get those advanced tickets again? I was trying to write them down as you were speaking, Jennifer, but I was too slow.
Century 21 or Akers Hardware, which is in Zionsville, or 530 Home, also in Zionsville on Main Street.
Okay, perfect. Now, the reason we're doing this, we're raising money again for the Zionsville Show Choir. Tell us what you got planned to do with this money.
Yeah, so this year we specifically are putting all of the money and all the tickets that the students sell are going directly into their funds to pay for a big trip we're taking in March. We're taking them to a Heart of America competition in Kansas City. So that will require buses to take all 146 students, all their equipment. They usually have big sets and things, so it takes everything to get there, and so all that money from the home tour this year will go directly to that trip.
Okay, so we're looking to head to another competition in March in Kansas City, you said. So hey, if you can come by, stop by, check out the Carol of Homes Holiday Home Tour, help out the Zionsville Show Choir. It's coming up Saturday, December 2nd. This is the 6th year they've done it. Various houses along the way, 6 total. And again, if you want to see pictures of the houses or get more information, just head to holidayhometour.net. And that's got all the info on it. It's 10 to 4, self-guided tour, so you can kind of go at your own pace. The cost is $20. Again, the advance tickets, help me with those, Jennifer. If you want advance tickets, here's where you got
to
go.
You can go to 530 Home on Main Street in Zionsville, or Akerts Hardware in Boone Village in Zionsville, or Century 21 Sheets.
Okay, there you go. So again, that's Saturday, December 2nd. It's the 6th annual Carol the Homes Holiday Home Tour, helping out the Zionsville Show Choir. Again, if you need more information, check out the website at holidayhometour.net. And if you want more information about the Zionsville Show Choir and what they do and the people involved, just check out zchoirs.com. Again, our guest this morning has been Jennifer Luchek. She's a publicity chairperson for Zionsville Show Choir. And Jennifer, thank you so much for stopping by today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And have a great event on the 2nd, and best of luck in Kansas City, okay?
Thank you.
You're listening to the 95.5 WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. If your nonprofit organization would like to be featured on the Friends and Neighbors Show, contact us at info@WFMS.com. Let us know how we can help you, or if you'd like to help us with our Friends and Neighbors Community Outreach Program. We're all friends and neighbors. 95.5 WFMS.
And good Sunday morning to you. Steve Stewart here, just hanging out in the WFMS studios with another edition of the WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show, where every week, right around this time, we're introducing you to some groups that are out there in the community doing a lot of good things. And who knows, maybe they could use your help. Maybe they would love to have you stop by an event they're having to raise some money for their cause. Or maybe you could benefit from the resources that they deliver. And today, no exception to that rule, I've got Karen Lackey and Sherry Eden from Delta Theta Tau Sorority. Girls, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I pronounce your names right? So good.
You did fine.
All right. Well, hey, welcome back. I know, Karen, you were here last year.
Yes, I was here last year.
Speaking about Delta Theta Tau. And Sherry, you're a newcomer here, a little bit nervous, but you're going to be just fine. We're not going to make you sing or anything, so don't worry about
it. It's a good thing.
And girls, first question is, what exactly is Delta Theta Tau? I mean, what is the organization? What is it you do?
Well, we're a philanthropic organization. So our purpose is to make some money, raise some funds so that we can put back into the community for different organizations that we feel are important.
Okay, so that's pretty much your prime mission statement, is just raise money for the community and give back to the local. Okay, very good. How long has the actual sorority been around?
Long time. Yeah. Long time. We actually were started in 1903, and it was originated in Muncie, Indiana. So we have been around for a long, long time, but it is a national sorority.
Okay, yeah, several chapters, I guess you call them, throughout the nation.
Right.
But like you said, founded in Muncie, 1903, by 5 high school gals, actually got it started there. Let's talk membership. We'll talk about the money you raise and some of the good things that you're doing here in the community. And you are Newtall, correct? So that means Greenwood?
Greenwood, yes.
You are the Greenwood chapter. So some of the things you're doing down there and here in the community, we'll get to those. But let's talk membership first, okay? Delta Theta Tau Sorority. What are the requirements to become a member? How do you go about doing that?
Well, and it's age 18 and over is what it is. But you know, the important thing is that you have a good heart, that you have a servant's heart, that you like to give back, and someone who really cares about. And That's really the main thing. And we would have opportunities that we bring people in but the whole thing is you want to do good. You want to join a group of other women, and we are all women. I mean, there are not men. They still do have some of those kind of groups, right. You know, where it can be either or. But
right.
Yeah, we are women. And so that's the main thing, is that you just really want to give back to the community.
These girls become your sisters.
Right, yes. Yeah, and that's really the only requirement. It's just that you have to be 18 years of age, because we were talking a little bit before we turned on the mics. I mean, there are gals age 18 to well over 70, and you guys can even beat that, can't you? Not you two particularly, yeah. But didn't you tell me you had a gal who was close to 90?
Yes, we have a sister named Shirley.
She's in her 80s, but Dorothy is over 90, I believe, isn't she?
And they're still very active with us.
Yes.
And they give us a lot of insight on things in the past and things for the future. So they're very active and keep us busy.
Age doesn't matter as long as you have a little bit of physical ability to, well, you know, you got to have a little bit of energy to go along with.
And I like the way you put it. It's really all about, you know, your heart and what's in here. And I noticed a little phrase there on the website said, wherever there is a human being, there's an opportunity for kindness. So, you know, it's just kind of giving back. And we said, age 18 to, well, over 90. And members, I guess, come from every walk of life.
Yes.
I mean, you've got gals that are single, married, single parents, families, working gals, retired. I mean, you name it.
We've got it.
Yeah. All it takes is just 18 years of age, and you become a part of the Delta Theta Tau sorority. We mentioned there are several chapters across the nation, as well as here in the state.
Right.
So if somebody were interested in joining, or if they just want more information, we kind of decided the Facebook page, your Facebook page, is a good place to start, right?
Yeah, that's a good place to start. But if they're interested, they could even go to the national website. And if they're located, say, down in southern Indiana, they could check to see where there was a chapter that was close for them.
Sure. Yeah. And you definitely want to be in a chapter close to your area, your community, because it feels like you're giving back. And I guess is there over 100 active chapters? Did I read that right?
Oh, yeah. I think there are.
Yeah. Yeah. Across the United States. Mm-hmm. And it only takes 5 women to actually start a chapter. That's so you could even start a chapter in your community if you're interested. Tell you what, we mentioned your Facebook page. That's Delta Theta Tau, Nutau.
Nutau.
Correct. And that's Nutau at the end there. Delta Theta Tau, Nutau. And that's the Greenwood chapter. Which is what you gals are a part of. And if you need more information about possibly joining, you can go there. And I tell you what, you can get a hold of me here at the station as well. If you're listening this morning, you say, hey, I want to look into that. I want to possibly become a part of that. Get a hold of me here at the station, and I will get you in touch with Karen and Sherry and take care of it. And I saw an interesting stat last year. Delta Theta Tau sororities gave over $600,000 to various causes and volunteered just countless hours to their communities. I mean, the number was so big. It's well in the millions, those hours volunteered.
And
so
and the hours are really sometimes just as important as the money, that you have opportunities to go in and work with groups, do things at home that you give to groups. And so the hours are just, you know, sometimes hours are more important.
A lot of the things that your group has done, let's talk about some of those here before we talk about an event you've got coming up this Saturday. Let's talk about some of the organizations you've helped. Sherry, you told me about the school that you help out.
We help Public School 34. Uh-huh. And one of the things that we do, we buy uniforms for their school. And they tend to need them a couple times a year. First of the year, when it starts in September. And then also in January. So we buy uniforms. We also give them funds for their food pantry that they have at school, because that's something I didn't know for a long time, but they actually have a food pantry, and they send these items home with children almost daily. And there's several different families that they support at their school. So that's one of the items that we also do. And then on occasion, we just call and see what kind of needs. I know last year we were able to give them a bunch of hams at Christmas time and food boxes.
I see.
Uh-huh. And just trying to help the area.
So really kind of depends. You pick different charities where you want to donate or what you want to do. Say, hey, girls, here's an idea. Let's go ahead and try to get some Christmas hams for the school children that need those during the holidays. And then you say, all right, let's do it. How are we going to do it?
Well, and sometimes, too, we may just do a for a particular one that one of the sisters really feels we need to get involved with. Mm-hmm. And so it may be a one-time thing. We either give money or we give product. And then we have others that we have been working with for a lot of years.
Right,
it's a continual thing. How many food pantries do we give to?
I think there's five or six.
Five or six that pantries. We give regularly. We give to food pantries, too, because it's, you know, a lot of food deserts out there in
understandable. Yeah. Again, this morning we're speaking with Karen Lackey and Sherry Eden. They're from Delta Theta Tau Sorority. And we were just chatting about some of the charities that they help, the different food banks, the schools. And it's really just kind of, you know, it could vary from year to year. A lot of the groups are groups they've worked with for many, many years, and possibly donations, possibly going out and purchasing items for these groups. But that all takes money.
Yes.
And part of your philanthropy, what you do is raise funds to support these various organizations. Right. And we've got a big event coming up this weekend. Tell me about the Artisan Holiday Market.
Well, our Artisan Holiday Market will start Saturday, November 25th. The hours are from 9 to 3. Mm-hmm. There is a $3 admission, but all of that money that we get from that will be given to the community.
Right. Goes right back. Back. So, okay.
Yes, but this is our 42nd year.
42nd annual. And pretty much just, it's an arts and crafts type fair, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But we're trying to go more towards the art aspect this year.
We are a juried show.
Uh-huh.
So that, you know, a lot of shows you go to, there is a lot of resale. But ours is juried, so it has to be either 100% handmade, homemade, or it can be something that they have embellished or added to. But we kind of look at ourselves as making sure that it's artisan.
Yeah,
sure.
A lot of local artists have their craft there and their artwork there. We have ceramics. We have paintings. We just have a lot of woodworking. Mm-hmm. We have a gentleman who makes furniture. So we just have a lot of unique things that I think people would find interesting.
Okay, and this is the Artisan Holiday Market, mm-hmm. and it's going to be at Beech Grove High School,
right? Beech Grove High School.
I was there not too long ago calling a football game there at Beech Grove.
Yeah, Hornet Avenue.
And it's Saturday, mm-hmm. November 25th. That's this Saturday,
that's
November
this
25th.
Coming Saturday.
9 to 3 p.m. And you said it's juried stuff, so it's a lot of homemade, handmade. Mm-hmm. And what I always say when it's juried, it's really one of a kind. If you've got somebody on your Christmas list who's tough to shop for, they've got a little bit of everything, well, you need to stop by, because like Sherry mentioned, there's going to be jewelry, there's sewing, crochet work, there's lotion, scents, soaps, candles, children's items, Christmas decorations, and so much more. And you sold out on vendors, right? I mean, nobody...
Yeah, we have 140 vendors, so we are a full house.
That's a full house,
that's
over two big gyms right there at Beech Grove High School.
Yes.
So, all right, 140 vendors. Again, that's this Saturday. It's the Artisan Holiday Market, November 25th, 9 to 3 p.m. Get there early because the shopping's going to kick off. Beech Grove High School, is there any food on site?
Okay. If they need a snack or they want lunch, we do provide. We have sandwiches and we have some goodies and all of that. So there is food. And then we also make cheese balls that we sell.
Okay.
So we will have about 100 of those. They usually sell out by noon. So the day before, we make cheese balls so they can buy some food to take home. Plus, we have a vendor who does fudge and a vendor who does pies.
Sounds good. Again. All right. We have been speaking with Karen Lackey, Sherry Eden. They are members of Delta Theta Tau Sorority, the new Tau chapter down in Greenwood. Mm-hmm. Talked about some of the charities they work with there and some of the things they do. But they've got their 42nd annual Art and Craft Fair, the Artisan Holiday Market, this Saturday, 9 to 3, Beech Grove High School, 3 $3 admission, but all that money goes right back to the community there. So stop by if you can, do some shopping. 140 vendors, they are full. So they've been doing this a long time. They know what they're doing. And like we said, if you've got somebody on your Christmas list who's hard to shop for, this is the place to go check it out. So girls, thank you so much for stopping by this
thank
morning.
Thank you. Come
pleasure
see us.
Pleasure seeing you again. And best of luck this Saturday, okay?
Thank you.
The 95.5 WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. If your nonprofit organization would like to be featured on the Friends and Neighbors Show, contact us at info@WFMS.com. Let us know how we can help you, or if you'd like to help us with our Friends and Neighbors Community Outreach Program. We're all friends and neighbors. 95.5 WFMS.